kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Magandang hapon, Carlo. Thank you so much for joining SBS Filipino today. Talk about your Australian journey and also a bit about your Netflix success with the Outside film.
Thank you so much for having me. It's nice to be able to talk to people from Australia. It means a lot. Thank you.
What inspired you to study film in Australia? And how has it shaped your perspective on filmmaking?
I moved to Australia in 2004. I was looking for just something new. I wanted to leave my comfort zone. I was working as a television producer for a show back here in Manila. And while I loved the experience and I loved it so much, I always felt that, you know, I needed to leave my comfort zone and to just to test the unfamiliar and to grow. Australia was a place that I had always been fascinated with. I had heard that, you know, it was a beautiful place, weather similar to the Philippines. I love the outdoors, so it seemed like a perfect fit. And not only that, when I did research on film schools, you know, I got to discover that, you know, Australia has such a great film culture. You know, a lot of my favorite directors are from there. I felt it was the right move to do. And yeah, so, you know, after much deliberation, I moved to Sydney. What was meant to be a 2-year journey ended up being 8 years. I ended up staying, ended up becoming a citizen. Thankfully the country loved me back, that I was able to find a work there to be able to get, you know, a citizenship as well. I always consider Australia to be just my other home, my second home. I have such fond memories, and it definitely made me grow, not just as a filmmaker, but also as a person. I think it really expanded my worldview, taught me how to work with different cultures, to work the Australian way, as you know, which is just blue collar, just roll up your sleeves, just do the work, be humble. In the Australian film project that I worked there, you know, like we would all chip in to do our other people's tasks. You know, there was no prima donnas, no nothing like that. You can't have that in Australia. So that really taught me a lot about work ethic and how to be professional. So yeah, and I think the great thing about living in Australia and moving back is that it really made me appreciate my country, the Philippines, more. When I came back, it was like I became a foreigner, you know, just really appreciating all the beauty that was here. So I definitely still have, I definitely still try to keep that sense of perspective in the work that I do, and especially with the latest film that I did, which is Outside.
In your experience, Carlo, what do you think yung pagkakaiba ng yung mga major difference sa film industry natin sa Philippines and also dito sa Australia? Have you noticed anything during your studies or maybe during the time na nag-work kayo sa Sydney? Major
sure.
Differences?
Yeah. Yes. I think in Australia, from what I've worked with, the film crews tend to be, I guess, smaller by nature in terms of manpower. It's usually a leaner crew. What I do notice as well is that, and this is something that I hope the Philippines can do a bit more of, is the government support for Australian film is very much entrenched and very established. Whereas, meron naman sa Pinas, but I think we could still afford to have more support from the government in terms of funding. Like, for example, in terms of tax offsets, Australia does very, very well in bringing in foreign productions by offering what they call a tax offset. Like if, let's say, a Hollywood film comes, you know, New South Wales will offer to give a very nice discount in terms of tax breaks. And I think that's something that I wish the Philippines could look at some more, so that we could bring, you know, foreign projects here. So I would say that's... those are really the main differences from my experiences in both.
Oh, napakaganda pala yung incentives na binibigay na Australia.
Yes.
I wasn't even aware of na meron palang ganong tax incentive. Yes, definitely Philippines can do the same if you know, they want to promote the country.
Yeah. So, but I can safely say in terms of talent and passion, I'd say both countries have an equal amount of talent and talented filmmakers here, especially in the Philippines. The talent is here. There are so many talented filmmakers, and I think everybody would agree. You know, we just need a little bit more support from studios, from funding, from the government. So hopefully, if we have that in the future, I think we'll be in very good shape.
How did you think you experienced mo as an international student in Australia? Binag-aral kayo sa Sydney. How do you think na influence yung storytelling nyo or pagiging creative in terms of producing film?
I think yung advantage ko dyan is that because I had come from another country and entered another country, yung naging benefit dun is that I was able to have the perspective of two worlds. You know, imagine coming from Asia, which is completely different from Australia, from Australia, you know, from an Asian country to an Australian country where, you know, the government system is different, the cultures are different. Na-merge ko yung dalawang cultures and I was able to kind of utilize the strong points of both. Tapos hanggang ngayon, when I moved back here, like I mentioned, I still try to see the Philippines almost from a foreigner's point of view in the sense that I try to see it na parang bago pa rin. And yun yung parang mentality ko all the time. It's like I try to put my Australian hat on and I'm like, okay, I've been to these places before nung bata ako, but how can I see, you know, sugarcane fields from a fresh perspective again? So that's the mentality I always try to have, and as a filmmaker, to have that parang fresh mindset so that hopefully translates into the work I do. Na parang hindi mukhang parang stagnant or hindi siya ano. I really just try to keep a fresh perspective on my shots all the time.
Actually, had a chance to watch your film yesterday with my family, and napakaganda nga ng storytelling style mo. Moving on to our film Outside that has been
Okay.
shown in Netflix October 17, di ba yung debut? Yeah, it was launched globally. Ano naman yung pwede mong ma-share were the challenges and the joys of directing this film? And is horror a genre that you wish to specialize in? Tell us more about this new film that everyone's talking about
Sure.
now.
Actually, may interesting kwento ako dyan.
Okay.
Outside was actually originally written as an Australian script.
Oh,
I
okay.
wrote the very first draft of the script nung nasa Sydney pa ako. In fact, the setting of the film was originally meant to be in the western suburbs of Sydney. And the characters were Australian. The character Francis was named Frank. Well, Iris was
Okay.
also Iris. And I had set it to be a very, very much an Australian story, and really ingrained in, you know, in the Australian suburbs. But then since it never came to be, and then when I moved back to the Philippines, I had decided to still continue developing it. And then nagka-timing lang during the pandemic, I had the opportunity to flesh it out into a Filipino story. So in many ways, I guess parang silver lining na it worked out that Outside, you know, became a Filipino story because suddenly naging mas personal siya. I was able to draw on my experiences about growing up in Bacolod, which of course, as you know, it's growing up in the province. So I was able to put a little bit more of my life experiences sa script. So naging mas fleshed out yung kwento for me. So yes, horror film siya, but I'd like people to know na it's the type, it's a horror that you don't expect. Alam mo yung marketing, it's being marketed now as a zombie film at the surface. But yung wish ko is that people will look deep down below that or underneath that and realize it's really a story about the horrors of the monsters inside the characters. No?
That's
It's a
right.
story about personal demons that humans face. Which is more realistic, and it's a problem that we all face in the real world. You know, it's forcing people to confront their imperfections. So yung wish ko is that people will watch this movie, and really see that it's really about, at its core, it's about a family that really just wants to get better. You know, and it's about two very imperfect people. Para sa akin kasi walang bad guy dito eh. Walang bad guy, walang bad person, but rather, I really wanted to focus on characters that have bad qualities about them and have chosen to deal with them in their own way. That just so happens to be set in a zombie-infested pandemic world, di ba? Ganon. So sana magustuhan ng mga audiences na ganon yung atake ko, simply because I'm hoping that this shines a light on, you know, mental issues, mental health. I want
That's
people
right.
to Yeah, to focus on, I want people to think that it's okay to have imperfections, that we can still try our best to become better people, especially for the most important people in our lives, which is our children. So, ganun yung message ko.
And I think it's really timely din kasi yung para yung plot niyo na parang parang lockdown sila, coming from COVID and syempre on all
Yes.
these mental health issues, and that's really important to put light and awareness din.
That's right.
How do you see your films contributing sa global recognition ng mga, Filipino stories and culture on an international platform such as, of course, Netflix? And I was just
Yes.
curious, how did you manage to get this film on such a popular global platform? Because, I've seen other directors, but they never really, I think this is the first one, like, I've seen a debut film on Netflix.
Okay, well, a great question. This Outside is the first, I guess, kumbaga parang it was being labeled as the first zombie produced filmed by Netflix Philippines. Of course, I just want to be clear na we're definitely not the first Filipino zombie movie. It is the first, from what I've gathered, it is the first zombie-based film that Netflix Philippines has produced. Of course, we're very grateful for that. Netflix came in nung very early stages. Sa script pa lang, they already very much liked the script. They threw their support. And as we were filming, we were told in news that it was going to be, released as a Netflix original and globally, which meant it would show not just in the Philippines but all over the world. So for them to put their trust in us at those early stages was an incredible feeling. It motivated us to, to really shoot the project, even more, because we knew that, okay, this is really a story that is going to be shared not just to Filipinos but to the world. But actually, even before that, yung idea ko talaga sa story was always to tell a very Filipino story, but present it with themes that hopefully, audiences around the world can understand. And for me, feeling ko naman meron, because ultimately, what drives us, what makes people around the world love. And for me, it's always about family. When people can understand that stories are about the family, I think that they'll relate to it, in some way or form. So hopefully that's what people in the world are relating to now. I hope they can appreciate the fact that, even if it's a very Filipino story set in a very unique environment, which is the haciendas, in a very specific place in the Philippines, I'm hoping foreigners can still watch it and still relate to what the characters are going through.
Kasi medyo universal din yung theme kasi no ng setting and what the
Yes.
characters are going through. So I guess in what you've shared, you've already answered my next question, which was sort of
Oh.
how you balance showcasing Filipino culture while catering to a global audience. Did you want to
Yes.
add more to
For
that?
me, in the same way, for me, I really made sure that it's still very much a Filipino film that shows, a bit of heritage. There's hints at our relationship with, Spanish cultures, with the old ancestral homes. The concept of a patriarchal society is very much Filipino. So I wanted to still show that those parts of the Philippines. And of course, the one thing I'm very proud of is the fact that we shot it a province called Negros Occidental, which,
Your
am
home
I right? Is
province.
that where you're
Yes.
from? That's
Our
right. It's our
home
home
province.
province.
That's right.
Yes,
Of
it's
course.
our home
Proudly
province. And
Negrense. Proudly
yes,
Negrense.
and for me, that was one of the biggest thrills of my life, because we were able to cast all the extras that played the dead ones, the zombies in our film, were all from the towns of Ilog and Cabangcalan, La Carlota. We cast theater groups from Bacolod, dance groups. We asked them to audition, and they came. And they were also wonderful. The local governments, when we were shooting, were so supportive. And it really became like a sense of community. Everybody kind of like
Oh,
realized,
ang galing naman.
wait, oh my God, movie to. Parang for them, it was like such a new thing. So for them to all pitch in, there was really such a great sense of pride na, wow, this is going to be a Negrense film. We're all pitching in to help shine the light on this province and to hopefully show, a lot of beautiful places. So I'm very grateful And it's an experience I'll always remember because I'm a proud Negrense. So just being able to have that experience is something I'll always remember.
Ah, that's really great. Well, congratulations. And I'm sure ang family mo back home is super proud of you, no? And all your friends and everyone who's been part of the film. I think
Thank
I
you.
actually know some of them there because they've been posting on Facebook.
Were they extras in the Were
Yes,
they talent? Were they actors in the film? That's great.
some of the zombies there. I think
Oh.
I yeah.
Well, next time you should come home and we'll put you in makeup and you can be one of them and then hopefully if there's another one.
Why not? Or you can shoot something here in Australia, oh, and
You know,
then
that's my you
come
know,
to
I ticked off one bucket list, which was to shoot in my original home, which is the Philippines. Now I think my next bucket list would be to go back to my second home, which is Australia, and just work there again. I miss Australia so much. And you know, I'm very happy that there is a great Filipino Australian community there. Isn't it just a wonderful place? And I'm sure you'll agree. Like Australia is just the best. You know, it's a great country. And just as I have stories to tell here in the Philippines, you know, I also have many stories that I would love to film there. So fingers crossed someday.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.